Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Shakur 3.
Yeah, the original God pod.
The original pod. Back at it. Juice is back. We missed him last time around. No Adam.
Dude, fantastic job, by the way, guys. You guys did really great.
Oh, appreciate it. We try. We like to think we're well-versed in discussing the sports world. And
it's pretty impressive considering Paul can't read.
Oh!
I take pride in that.
One day you'll learn.
One day.
Whatever.
Unfortunately, no Adam. He won't be able to make it, but Nets suck anyway. So.
You know, sometimes I feel bad, but then I remember him and his brother that faithful day in 2019 when they got all the free agents. They got Kyrie and they got Durant and whoever else they got. So then I don't feel as bad.
what an amazing time that was. I'll never forget where I was when that happened. I was driving back from Newport, Rhode Island. I was at a wedding and we were in the car. The news broke.
I went for a long walk along the river. I was very sad, very upset.
It was brutal, but obviously that didn't work out. Adam is now looking forward to, Noah Clowney.
Yeah.
and whoever they
good.
Get this offseason. He does look good. I'll give him that. So
got a long way to go, though.
Yeah, long way to go. So we'll see. But let's start. We got a packed show here. Let's try and get everything in here. Let's lead with Paul's favorite team, the UConn men's basketball, the UConn Huskies, led by Dan Hurley. They have repeated as national champions, first team since the Florida Gators. What year was that? When did that happen?
2006 and 2007.
Wow.
Which is also 17 years ago, which is weird to say.
which is crazy, I know. I feel like that was like last right? year.
if somebody says 2007, I'm just like, oh, 2007. Like, I remember the year, remember what I was doing, remember all stuff. I don't think 17 years ago, so that makes me feel washed.
Graduated college.
I think Horford is the only one still active.
That's right.
Wow, yeah.
That's right. So, Dan Hurley strikes again in dominant fashion. I mean, there was like every game. Insane.
I do have a question for you guys, and maybe you guys know that I don't remember or couldn't figure out. There's a clip of Dan Hurley from a couple of years ago where he's just like, you better get us now because when we're up, you know, like he's just like saying, you know, when he gets good, everyone watch out. But why did he say that? Like, what happened? Was that during COVID?
It was his first year there, I think, or either first or second. And
were they giving him good. Shit?
He wasn't, the team wasn't good. I mean, and then the third year they lost in the first round. They got upset by, I think, like New Mexico State. The fans were all over him. But, you know, I think he was tired of, Villanova was king at that time. Jay Wright was still there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was kind of like, hey, like UConn's back. I'm gonna get them back on top. Like, you know, enjoy it now because it's not gonna last. And when he said that, I was like, yeah, bullshit, bro. Like, okay, keep thinking that. Your glory days are over. And
we've seen Calhoun. Calhoun got everybody. Calhoun was a monster. And like, you'd think you'd never see something like that again.
And he's still involved, Calhoun. I heard Hurley. He was on Part of My Take, and Calhoun's like very involved in like the practices still. Not all the time, but he'll show up. And,
yeah,
and he's kind of like a honorary assistant coach,
like a consultant almost.
Yeah consultant. Right. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I mean they made the right hire. If they blew that hire, I think they would have been in big trouble because they were. He came to them when they were still in the AAC, the American Conference. They were like finishing 9th and 10th in that terrible, terrible conference of like Wichita State, Tulsa. You know, they were like completely forgotten about.
Right.
And then the Big East threw them a lifeline to come back. They scrapped football. And, you know, he's getting anyone he wants now in the Northeast. And he's just going to get more and more better recruits. So,
wait, yeah. UConn was, they had left the Big East and went to a different conference? I'm confused.
Yeah. Yep.
I forgot about that.
They were there for like 5 years.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What was that?
They had Ollie because the Big East broke up and like the crazy alignment. They still wanted to hang on to football and they realized, you know, what's the point? So
they're kind of like,
they're kind of stuck though because they're not going to have money eventually. They're not going to have money.
Yeah, I saw that.
They kind of remind me of the college basketball version of the Lakers, right? The Lakers are never bad. Somebody always freaking ends up there, and then they end up good again or relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a stretch there, like with Ollie, they were like, you know, they basically made up stuff so they can fire him and not pay him. And
a Kemba Walker run, like.
I don't know, Napier, Boatwright. They've had a lot of luck, but these past 2 years, zero luck. They dominated.
Yeah, and the way they would, especially in the second half, they would come on and just run away with the game. I mean, what's their, if you had to like describe their style, like what is it? I don't know what
it
is.
I think it's kind of like an old school team, like a running football team in NFL. Like they kind of feel you out, see what you're doing at first, and then they just wear on you. They're better conditioned. They're bigger. They're deep. And if you watch their offense, I think they said like, first of all, Dan Hurley could not coach offense until like they got Luke Murray from Xavier, right? Like he was terrible. He was always known as he's a motivator, defensive coach. He can't coach offense for shit. And if you watch the games, it was true. It was total isolation, like nothing. If you watch their offense, there's like stagger screen after stagger screen, like triple screens, and guys like cut it. Like the movement is unbelievable, and it's so tiring if you watch what the defense has to go through. You know, they're going through a clinging screen, and then they're going through this screen. And then,
yeah,
it's like they're exhausted. Edie got so tired.
You can see.
Their guards couldn't keep up. They just wear you down. So. Yeah, I don't know. He's still there. Like, it's a joke. Rothstein came out with his top 10, like, whatever, which is pointless, like, with all the transferring going on now and who's going pro. He didn't have UConn there. I'm like,
wow.
Do you watch? Like, they're still getting disrespected. I'm like, if he's there, you know, they're going to get guys. Like, that system, it's a machine right now. It's crazy. I didn't think college basketball in this era, you'd be able to go back to back. But they did it.
Right.
I think what's more impressive than the back to back, well, the back to back, of course, but they covered the spread in every game. They blew out everybody.
Every game.
I think they trailed for a total of minutes, something like stupid.
Yeah.
The whole tournament. So. Yeah, I would have liked them to see Houston. I think Houston, fully healthy, would have given him a battle. They're just as tough. Purdue, those guards were a joke. They were soft as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then...
Edie was just a one-man show. He's legit, but he, you know, you could tell. They were like, we're not going to double-team you. We're going to let you get yours, work your ass off. We're not going to let these guys shoot threes. And they fell into that trap, so...
Yeah, he was pooped, and it was noticeable. So who's returning for UConn on this current squad?
Diarra
Castle, probably, right?
No, Castle. He's top. He's a lotto pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's gone. Klingon will be gone. Newton, who's like 24 years old, he's gone.
He's gone.
Spencer, 28 years old, he's gone.
Wait, is he really 28?
It's his fifth year.
Oh my god.
He was at like some.
He was at Rutgers. You said
he was at the Patriot League for 3 years. Went to Rutgers for a year, and then went to UConn.
Wow.
So yeah, and you know, I thought he was the best player on the court last night.
He was. Honestly, he was so fired up. And both ends of the floor. I mean, he was just busting his ass.
Yeah.
All of them. They just work hard. You know, like they just they buy in, and
which is hard to do.
It's crazy.
Like these kids are so spoiled now in the college era. Like with this portal, you know, crap. Like,
yeah.
You don't see teams like that. Like they love playing for UConn. They don't transfer. They you know, Klingon was like a top five recruit. He didn't start last year. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What normally kids are like, no, you got to guarantee me this amount of money. I'm going to play 30, 35 minutes a game. He stayed for 2 years. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but kudos to them. I'm like, I don't even get mad anymore.
He's going to stay, right?
No, Klingon's gone. He's top.
No. Dan Hurley.
I'm seeing that Kentucky's going to offer him like 11 to 13 million per year, which is like,
jeez.
Yeah, that's all.
He's getting paid $5 million now.
double his money. That's wild.
So I'm sure UConn doesn't have the money to do that. So
yeah,
the thing. Like when you reach the pinnacle of your profession, like, isn't that the goal, to coach at like the most prestigious program? Yeah. Right, like the dream jobs. You want to coach the Boston Celtics, the LA Lakers. You want to coach the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Kentucky, I think, is one of those programs, right?
For you would think, but they've already gotten turned down by like four coaches.
I think what should motivate Hurley to stay is this was their UConn six title.
Yeah,
Kentucky has what, eight?
Eight, but like,
should be motivated to beat that, you know.
They won the Anthony Davis. When was that? Like,
2000.
That was the Fab Mello year, I remember. So that was like 11 or 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
And before that, I think they won 2096. Like, I don't know. Like, they kind of overrate their success, especially like in the past like couple decades.
Yeah.
UConn shit on everybody. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you're right. You're situated middle of nowhere, but it's between New York and Boston, New York City and Boston. So, you know, you got those two markets. You dominate the Northeast, the Big East, and
you got the Garden.
The Garden.
Like, he's a Jersey guy. Like,
yeah, it just makes sense for him, I think, to stay.
No matter what, he can go like 10 years, right, without winning a title again at UConn. They wouldn't care. They'd be so happy, like, still.
Yeah.
UK fans are nuts. Like, they're insane. Like violent, like, towards, like,
Yeah,
the Calipari thing was very interesting to me. It's like, you know, things must have gotten so bad there because they owed him $33 million, right? Or $30 million over X amount of years.
Yeah. To get a buyout to, like, get him out. Unless he negotiated with another team. So he kind of went behind their back a little bit, but I guess he figured, you know what, maybe I'll help them out. I don't know. The whole thing was shady. I heard, what is the Trilly guy?
Trilly Donovan.
He said that he leaked this information because he doesn't have an agent, Calipari.
Really? Right?
So, yeah. So he went to his, I don't know, some guy from Chicago, like, Peavy, like one of his like friends or something, almost to like do like a coup, like get this guy Peavy to take over the athletic director for Kentucky. He thought that if it got floated that Calipari was leaving to go to Arkansas, that like the fans would riot, like get really upset and go after the athletic director and say like, oh, you can't let him leave. But it was the complete opposite what happened. They want him gone. they wanted him gone. So he, his ego kind of got in the way, and you know, he thought the fans would like back him up, but like, how naive can you be? Like, they were tired of it. Yeah. Everyone knew it.
Yeah. It's over. He was there a long time.
I will say this. It's pretty evident that for all the superstar talent that he's gotten, that's gone to the NBA and become really amazing all-stars, right? It's kind of evident that he's a great recruiter. He can get the best kids in, but coaching-wise, he's got one championship. Should have so many more.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How many did they go to? They went to, what, one more championship game?
Yeah, they lost to Wisconsin when they were undefeated.
That's right. That's right. And then
was that Kaminsky? Was that Frank Kaminsky?
That was Kaminsky, Sam Decker, those guys.
Yeah. And then he went to a few Final Fours, I think, right? A few more.
I think like maybe one or two more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as crazy as you think. I don't think he's like even went to that many.
Like he lost in the championship to UConn when UConn was like a 4 or 5 seed. I think he was an 8 seed. Like they made a run. It was that like James Young team, Dakari Johnson, I think. Remember that? They played in the championship.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But no, like if you look through, what was I watching? ESPN, they were explaining like the rosters, like one title is a joke with that.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
The recruits. Yeah.
He didn't get to a Final Four with John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins,
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Willie Cauley-Stein. No, what was that team? It was
Trey Lyles.
Yeah,
that team. That was it was John Wall,
Booker,
Eric
too.
Bledsoe. Yeah, that was a different squad though.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
I'm talking about the original. Like this is like his like first or second year. It was Wall.
Wall, Cousins, Bledsoe, Patterson.
And there was another big. There was another big too.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that guy's name. Yes.
That team was disgusting. And they lost to West Virginia in the Elite Eight at the Carrier Dome, I remember.
Jeez.
Like, come on. You can't. That's like 5 All-Stars on the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like the thing is like, okay, I get it. It's extremely hard to win the tournament 6 games in a row. And what did he always do? They're in the press conference after a loss. Well, they're super young. It was a lot of – bro, this is the style that you wanted that. You wanted the one and done. You wanted the 18-year-old coming with the high recruit. Yeah. That's on you.
Now, let me ask you this, right? If he's going to leave and the only way they'll let him out is if he negotiates his own – like he gets with a team and they offer him whatever money and he leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why Arkansas? Because they're still in the SEC, so why would Kentucky agree to that? But then also, Arkansas is not a big basketball program, and I don't even like they're in the SEC. I guess football is their thing, but they're not like a football powerhouse. Even
they you know they mean? Have a very
they're mid at both
very big fan base. Like they're pretty
rabid fan
intense.
Base. Yeah,
and great home court. They haven't been really good recently, but
since the 90s,
they have a ton of. They have a ton of money, apparently, like NIL money.
Tyson Food. Well, Tyson Foods and Walmart are both in Arkansas. Those are two billion-dollar companies.
And the John Daly family.
Yeah.
John Daly and his son, Razorbacks.
Maybe the Clintons, too. You know, they threw in some money. Bill Clinton.
You know. But it's just like, you know, you could go anywhere, right? He could knock on any program's door and probably get in for a big basketball program. Like he could go to Syracuse, you know what I mean, and be a god in Syracuse. Like
he can do anywhere.
Arkansas?
They were.
I think he said his wife is from the Ozarks.
What's that?
Dad had something. His wife is from the Ozarks. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I also was thinking about it, and I just think there's so much pressure. The fans don't appreciate you. That you know they wanted him out, even though you know he is who he is, and he brought all those players through the door. Arkansas, I think, is just no pressure, and they'll just always love you and appreciate you if you win there. Right?
I think he'll do well. Like he'll come out strong in the first like couple years. I would assume that like he has a big recruiting class coming in to was coming into Kentucky. I would think they'll follow him and they'll get like a couple but they gotta like start getting this finalized pretty quick because, you know, guys are coming off the board quickly every day in the portal. So, but it'll be interesting, like, when he goes back to Rupp, you know, that first time and the reaction.
Oh, yeah.
How intense that'll be. But he lives for that shit. He loves, like, being the villain, all eyes on him.
Yeah, he loves the attention. He's a celebrity.
He acts like it's all about the kids. Bullshit. It's all about
him. Yeah, I see that. He loves it.
Yeah, he had, like, Drake, you know, Drake and, like, other celebrities come to practices and hang out.
Yeah.
You know, who else is doing that?
You can see it even the way he used to walk when, you know, they invite him to the NBA draft because he has five guys coming. Like, he walks around with his chest out, you know? And he's like, five guys.
Like, he did it. Like, he trained these guys. Like, bro, coach. Like, come on. Get over yourself.
Yeah. So, Arkansas.
I would have liked Kentucky to call Patino back, but that won't happen.
No.
Would be cool, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Nate Oates. I thought that was kind of cool how he was like, no, you know, I'm building something here at Alabama. I like that.
For sure.
I like
He's
that.
He's loyal.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
What about why don't they call Dawn Staley? She wants to coach men. So bad.
Oh man.
Nah, not happening. But
D League coach that's getting interviewed in the NBA, no? What's you saw that? For the Hornets, there's a woman coach.
Really?
Might get like a job. Yeah.
Is it our friend Becky Hammon?
No, someone else.
Who?
It's a black lady. I don't know her name. I think it's for the Hornets, right, Juice?
Yeah, it's for the Hornets. I don't know her name. I looked at it quickly.
For the head coach?
Yeah, for head coach, yeah.
No kidding.
And it looked like she looked like legit. Like, she's done a great job.
But that's weird. We don't even know who she is. Like, usually some of these women coaches, you know kind of like the name.
It's going to happen in the next, like, 5 years, I would think, a woman coach.
Yeah.
3 years. So, yeah. You know.
We thought Becky Hammon would happen already. But, so let's see, you know, who Kentucky brings in. I mean, Arkansas, so what was the coach? Nolan Richardson back in the 90s?
No, he was the man. Yeah, 40 minutes of hell.
They won in 94.
Yeah.
And they were good.
Dennis Thurman, Corliss Williamson. They had some beasts. Yeah,
I remember them growing up. Yeah, they were
really tough.
They were good for a while, so maybe they'll bring that back. And let's see. So who's the front runner right now for Kentucky?
They want Hurley, but I think it's going to be Drew from Baylor, Scott Drew.
Okay, so not like
apparently
really huge name.
Him and the fans don't want it. They're like, program's dead, blah blah blah. But he's a good coach, but they want like everything. They want to be like you know, the cool, like, swagger, like, you know, like
BBN.
The coach, like, everything. Like, to them, it's like, oh, he's boring. He's like this religious dude. Like, they want everything. They want the wins. They want, like, the, you know, Showtime highlights.
Yeah.
Flamboyant coach. It's like, all right, guys.
How about win games?
Too much.
Yeah, so let's pivot over to the women's. South Carolina. You know, despite Dawn Staley's, you know, statement there, which, you know, she didn't have to say anything, but of course she had to make it controversial. Yeah. But anyway, you know, she is a great head coach. And, I mean, they probably should have won it last year. They won in dominant fight. I mean, they went undefeated. Crazy.
With a completely new starting five. Which
completely
is
new starting five. That's insane. And she'll probably have a new one next year, right? Aren't all these girls like... Going
no,
to, like, declaring?
Carter coming back. No, they don't like some like the two best players besides Cardozo are like freshmen,
right?
Johnson and like that Riley.
Okay,
that girl was awesome. Did you watch her number 12?
Yeah,
the moves that she was making.
Yeah,
holy shit! Like she moved like I thought I was watching like I don't want to sound like sexist, like, but she looked like a man like out there the way she
well there
like,
you go
the athleticism.
Dawn loves the men.
Like. She was so much quicker and stronger than everybody. It was like, it was like watching like DiVincenzo Brunson out there. It was wild.
Yeah, some of those. Yeah, some they were. I mean, they were huge standing next to the Iowa girls. The Iowa team looked like a high school girls team. You know, in some like white town. You know what I mean? Against like I mean, these were like grown ass women. I mean, they maybe should investigate a little bit here. Maybe that's why that
how old they are that
journalist asked that. But no, they'll be back. And but the real story here, and you know, some of the WNBA and legacy women's players, ridiculous. You know, trying to poo poo the Caitlin Clark thing. I mean, she changed the game.
Bullshit.
She changed the game. Like, give me a fucking break.
I was watching full games of women's basketball on a Friday night.
Yes.
Like, I've never, ever, ever, ever done that before.
No one has. They beat... I think they had like 18 point something for the final million. And that was the number. And then I think the men's was 14 something. I mean, the times... Like, you know, 3 o'clock on a Sunday is like perfect. That's like prime time.
How did they come up with these numbers? Do they know I'm watching the Yankee game right now?
Nielsen rating? I don't know how they do it.
I don't know.
I don't get that. Especially
I thought it used to be surveys. I don't know if it's still surveys.
And like streaming. Like, how do they incorporate all that?
So yeah, there's a way to do it, I guess. But the women beat the men's game by like 4 million, which is incredible. That will never happen again. It won't. It just won't.
No.
Unless another Caitlin Clark, you know, comes out. But she's once in a generation.
Becker's on UConn next year. She's back.
Oh, okay. So that's good. But, I mean, Caitlin Clark
is
the only women's player ever where I'm just like watching her. You know, kind of like that Steph Curry effect where, like, you know, he pulls up from like half court, nails a three, you know, step back, hits a three. Like, she's doing that. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
And not even her shooting, her passing is like
passing
next level.
Is more impressive to me.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, she's definitely declaring, right? She's the top pick.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to.
Okay. And when's the draft? And like, I don't even know what the women's, I mean, she'll make, I don't know when any of that. Because the season's during the summer, right?
I think it's. Like early May, it's got to be soon.
Yeah, right. So she'll play this summer for the WNBA. Is that how it
starts
works
this year?
Yeah,
yeah, because it's earlier. Yeah,
that's cool. Who's got the top pick?
I think it's Indiana, so she'll fit right in.
Perfect. I didn't even know Indiana had a team. There you go.
Yeah, get that Midwest crowd for her.
Yeah, she'll be close to home.
Josh's friends from Des Moines are going to make the trek over watch the game.
The Iowa faithful. So
I'll tell you what. Last year we faded Iowa every school we could, and then this year they did pretty good. So good for them.
Yeah. So I mean, she'll make the WNBA definitely. I think more watchable, and you know, I for the sake of the game. Because these games were fun to watch. It wasn't even just her. Like, there were some people on LSU. Angel Reese was kind of fun to watch.
Flo Johnson
was fun. You know, obviously, some of the girls on South Carolina. Like, I hope there's more Caitlin Clarks out there. You know, I hope this, you know, it was kind of cool.
She's starting a whole, like, wave. Because I know my niece, Megan, like, she was glued. She was watching.
That's
like,
cool.
She plays basketball, and she was like, Caitlin Clark, like that's all her and her friends. Like it's big for the youth, you know.
I tried showing Gigi. I'm like, Gigi, look, girls playing sports, playing basketball, and she like couldn't grasp it. She's like, where's the Knicks? Like, okay.
She's smart.
Yeah, but you know, I'm trying to get her going.
She will give her a couple years, and then
of course
she'll be hooping,
of course. So so that was fun, you know. Two good NCAA tournament runs there, and we'll see what happens in Kentucky here.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big domino effect, because as soon as, you know what I mean,
yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of moving parts after. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. What should we move on to?
God, the Nick game. What the hell?
What's going on? I don't have it I'm at.
They were up by like, you saw that juice or no?
No, I had Yeah, I just saw a buzzer beater.
God. Like three bomb three-pointers within the fit, like eight
seconds.
Yeah,
their Knicks are up by six at halftime.
Oh, they got to show that replay again of everything. That was wild.
What happened?
DiVincenzo hit a half-court shot at the buzzer.
Oh, shit.
Like, before that, Bulls hit like two bombs. They got a steal three, and then DiVincenzo hit a half court to end at the buzzer. Wow,
Ragu,
pretty cool.
The big Ragu, man. He's been crushing it. Broke the Nick Siegel season 3-point record with.
Let's talk next.
I wish Adam was here to answer this question. Because I've been watching these games. I mean, are we sure Mikal Bridges is better than Dante DiVincenzo?
It's a valid point. I mean, I think Mikal Bridges, what makes him, you know, such a valuable player, right? It's his durability. He can guard, you know, maybe all the positions, right? So he's got
that guard at center, man.
You're probably right. But like, you know, Ragu, you know, he's a good defender, but he can't do that. But offensively,
yeah,
definitely. It's Dante. You know,
Michael Jordan. He's been great. It's been awesome.
Yeah. He needs to replicate that. And you know, if you asked me a week ago when, you know, it was official Randall out for the season like we expected, I was pretty down. I was like, what's the point at this? But you know what? They show heart. They play hard. I think they could have a shot here if, you know, if OG's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
So are we going to get the second seed?
Three. We're going to get three.
And we would play who's six?
Three or four. I think we're going to pass Orlando and Cleveland.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I kind of want the four play the Magic. I don't want to play Indiana. I have a weird feeling about them.
I don't have a problem with them. I just want to avoid the Heat at all.
Yeah,
costs.
Which would be the two seed. So we almost don't want.
I don't want it. Yeah.
I'm looking now. Magic are down by 12 at halftime. Knicks are up. Yeah, so probably gonna get that.
I don't love the Magic matchup.
I don't either. I think we could beat them. Without Randall now, it's tough to say.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, remember when the Knicks were like in the early 2000s? They were coming down off of their late 90s run.
Yeah.
And they went the same, and they ran into a young Toronto Raptors team that had this kid named Vince Carter who was like on the cusp of being a superstar. I feel like that's Orlando with Banchero. Like, Banchero's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a stud. He's amazing. No, that team's good. They scare me, and they play the Knicks well, hard, all the time.
Yeah. So. They're like the Knicks. Everything people say about the Knicks, it's them, too.
Orlando Magic. Oh, Magic. I love that song.
They're gritty. They play defense. They're well coached. You know, all the things that people say about the Knicks, is I think that's them as well.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of nervous.
We got Jalen Brunson.
The dude. True. The dude. He's incredible.
Listen, all right. Everyone is saying that he's amazing, incredible. He's a god. All this stuff, right? I have one knock on him.
Complains a lot.
His fat head?
No, not even that. When he has these monster games when he scores 40 points, like, he bails out the Knicks a ton. But then sometimes when the Knicks are playing well as a team, he hogs the ball a lot.
Yeah,
I think he feels like without Randall, it's like a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
But he's got to trust the other guys because they can score too.
Yeah. That's the only thing. Sometimes I feel like the ball sticks in his hands too much. And I think it's because of the previous game he scored 62 points or 61. Whatever it is.
Yeah,
61.
He
yeah.
missed it by, another bucket. He would have broke the record, Melo's record. No, I agree. But at the same time, he's going to need to average, 35-40 in the playoffs for this team to have a chance, maybe?
I hope not.
At least 25-30. I think OG looks great tonight. DiVincenzo.
He looks really good. Yeah. Yeah. I think you need Deuce and Ragu hitting the threes consistently. And, you know, I think I texted this to the group. Bojan, he needs to be that guy off the bench that can get you 15-20.
Well.
Yeah, yes.
Recently. Alex with Bush is a total waste of everything. That piece of crap.
question on Randall. So is it that he didn't want to have the surgery, he thought he was going to come back, then he did a 5-on-5 and re-injured it? Or was it always just, we'll see how it goes?
The next lie.
Yeah, they do.
So what's this? What happened? What's the real story? You should have had it right away, right?
He rehabbed it, got stronger, and he was doing contact, but like didn't tell anyone. He got re-injured, and I think they tried to like rehab it again, and they're like, no. Like, they told him, like the doctor was like, you can, you know, permanent. You can really like screw up your shoulder, like long term. Yeah. So he's like, nah. Like, he tried everything. I give him credit, but. Yeah, it's a shit luck.
It's a, yeah.
Jamie.
It's a bummer.
Jaime Jaquez. Check it.
Yeah, it's a drag.
Tough.
But
will he be, yeah, will be ready for like opening day season next season?
Yeah. I think it's like 3 to 5 months, 3 or 4 or 5 months.
So it's not one of those situations where like, oh, we'll see you at Christmas.
No, which is great.
Okay. That's fine.
Now what do you do here? And this is a long shot, right? But what if they make it to the finals without him? Like, or make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And obviously, if they make it to Eastern Conference Finals, let's say they play the Celtics, they lose, then you can make the argument like, oh, if we had Randall, you know.
Here's a hot take. I think no matter what happens, he's a good contract and he's a proven good player. If the right offer comes, I think they'd move him.
I think so too. I mean, I don't. So what did you, Paul? You've been watching. Paul, Juice, have you watched any of the roommates pod?
No, only the clips, like quick clips on Instagram. I haven't like listened to a full pod.
Paul, did you watch the one with Randall?
I did, yeah. And Hartenstein.
So
he's black.
I love how they open. He's like, wait,
bright skin.
Are you black? No, I'm bright skin. Randall, you could tell that they like love each other. Like the. I don't know. Out of all the pot, like I noticed like that one. I mean, obviously the DiVincenzo one because they play, you know, they go way back. But with Randall, you could tell like they are tight. Like they are really tight. So that kind of surprised me a little bit. Like, oh, okay, maybe he is a keeper here. Like I don't know if they'd want to see him go, you know?
Nah, and he was the original. He was here. Like he.
Yeah.
You know, he was good.
I always felt like this front office and coach of. Given him the Patrick Ewing treatment.
Yep.
But now with all these like trades and this movement where they trade RJ and quickly, and I don't know now. If the right deal comes along for the right player, I think they might move him.
Possibly. I think...
Who's that player, though?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Like, yeah, I don't know. And then I also think that Mitchell Robinson might be available.
I think it's time. He's a lovable guy,
Trade Mitch. And re-sign Hartenstein long term.
Yeah, I think that's the move.
Draft a young big. Mitch is good, but he's a.
It's a liability.
He's a rebounding shot blocker. You can find those.
Yeah,
he's very injury prone. Every year he's out for extended time.
And he's young, and he's added a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks fat.
Like what is he does look fat. Yeah. He does. Yeah.
And what is he like? 24. He's still so young. Yeah.
He's very young.
That's not good.
I mean, I like him. I don't know. Like, I think I'd rather pay Hartenstein, and you can't pay both of them. You can't, like, they already paid Mitch, but you can't pay both of them big bucks. It's like one of them is going to get money and the other needs to go.
It is. Yeah, it is what it is. So I think the move this offseason, maybe if they want to land someone, is just, maybe like Mitch and a bunch of picks and. You know, for KD, right? That seems like it seems where things are headed. I mean,
if the Suns have an early flameout, why wouldn't they? I would get some picks.
It seems like everything's kind of after that podcast with Rich and Rich Kleinman and KD.
I would only welcome Durant here if he has to come like get on the podium and say, "Yeah, I should have came here first."
Yeah, fucked up.
I should have came to the Knicks.
I just need to hear. Yeah, I should have came here. I'm gonna hear shit from the fans, but I probably should.
Would you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Would you do McBride, Mitch, 3 picks for him?
Yes.
Or is that too little?
Probably too little because the picks are like we're gonna be late rounders. And...
Yeah. Yeah, probably have to throw in another player.
We have eight first round picks, right? Currently.
Something like that. Yeah. Some of them don't convey.
The Washington and Detroit picks don't convey this year, so now they go to next year, and then it's like top 12 and top 18 protected. Those idiots are never going to freaking finish in the top half of the NBA.
The other thing is Durant's older, and he's like every year he just gets more and more injury prone. I don't know. I think like he really tarnished his career by.
I think so. Yeah.
You know,
what does he have? How many seasons does he have realistically? Three.
Two.
Okay. Yeah.
Two to three.
So that's a short window. Really? It'd be tough.
That's it. I think he's got more, but
I don't know. How old is he?
I don't know what level.
35?
I think he's 35.
It's super rare. Like.
Is he having a quieter season, or is it just they're out in Phoenix, so we don't pay attention?
I think he's actually having an amazing season, right?
He's having a good year.
Yeah, it's just Phoenix.
Yeah, so then Phoenix. Yeah,
no one cares. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Phoenix. I mean, they have a big fan base, a decent history. Actually, they don't really have a decent. They've never won a championship, right? So I guess, but they
went to the finals. Yeah. They went up 2-0, lost.
Because, like, in the 70s, them and the Celtics were, like, kind of like a rivalry a little bit, right? Like, the late
70s. In the Bulls.
That's right. In the early 90s. Like, they've had some teams, but they've never won it. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the move will be in the offseason. We'll see how the playoffs play out. But, yeah, I mean, so we kind of described the East a little bit. The West... Who's coming out of the West? Is it just going to be the Nuggets and the Thunder?
I think I want the Thunder, but watch out for the Lakers, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
They've been playing great past like a couple months.
They got ADs and
AD played 65 something games this year already.
He did play a lot. That's true.
Yeah.
When they played the Knicks, AD killed them.
Yeah, they looked amazing that game at the Garden.
I just would not want to play them as a top seed in a 5-game series. Like, hell no.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets.
No shot.
The Nuggets starting five is amazing, but like they don't have much depth. I don't know if I can name a bench player for them.
Braun.
Braun or Brown, whatever his name is. That's it. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Juice, can you name one?
Yeah. I think there's that guy, Watson. He's a good guard.
Reggie Jackson on the team?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, Reggie's there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't have much depth. That's the thing that scares
me. But they were like that last year, too. I just think Joker runs over everybody. Murray turns it up a notch. And what's his name? Gordon is so good.
Caldwell Pope is solid, and then Porter Jr. can get you buckets. Yeah, their starting five is so good, and they're well coached.
But if you're the Lakers, are you afraid of Minnesota?
No,
no way.
No, they're not a player, a contender.
I'm not afraid of the Clippers. I'm not afraid of Minnesota. I'm not afraid of Phoenix.
Clippers. Yeah, what about Dallas?
They've been Clippers. I don't know anymore. They kind of fell off.
Yeah, I just don't see it. And then, yeah, Dallas, I mean.
Dallas was frisky.
Frisky, yeah.
Just because Luka of Kyrie.
Luka Kyrie really gelling right now.
Kings didn't really improve at all from last year.
Kings did, yeah. I feel like they went down a notch. And then the Suns, I just don't see it. I just don't think it's. And the Thunder, I think they're still too young. I mean, they're really good, but I don't know. I just, are they in it for like a long playoff run?
Probably a year away, but
a year away, maybe.
Yeah, that the playoffs are gonna be wild.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
I think it could be any team's game. I mean, the Celtics are so dominant, but you never know what can happen. So,
one injury, like anything happens.
Yeah,
so long the playoffs. It's like 2 months.
No, it really is because it starts what in like a week, and yeah, no, it's legit two months.
Mid-June,
or yeah, maybe even till late June. It's probably, yeah, God, it's so long.
Yeah, it's very long.
Wow. Hockey, I guess the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Rangers,
yeah. Yeah, they're kicking Rangers. Ass. So let's see what happens with that. Baseball, how about them Yankees? Hottest team in baseball.
Yeah.
What a start.
Nine and two.
My favorite New York team, the Yankees.
Anthony Volpe, the Italian Stallion.
Yeah. Soto, already looking like an amazing acquisition. And
Verdugo. Yeah,
I have an old neighbor who's lived here forever, decades. He's been here. He's down the hall. And you can hear him. He just yells during Yankee games. Doesn't matter what time they're playing.
Really?
And then when it's nice out, I guess his patio door is open, and then you can hear him from the parking lot. He's just screaming at the TV.
Is he?
Wait, yep. So you the other day when like you're inside your apartment, the doors are shut, windows are, and you still hear him through the walls.
Like if I'm no, not through the walls, but if I'm like I don't go down that way because he's past me, but. If I was in the hallway and just like walked towards his door, oh yeah, oh, screaming, and he's like, I don't know if he's older and like losing it a little bit, but he's just like out of his mind, and he's really like he's older, so I try to be a good neighbor and be nice to him. So sometimes I like have to when the Yankees are like they're talking Yankees baseball on the radio, I try to listen so that when he's like around,
small talk.
Yeah. I can small talk to him, and he loves it. Like he'll end the conversation by he's like, "I love you, man." Like
no,
he like really enjoys it. But holy shit! Not the game where Stan hit the grand slam. Was that yesterday or 2 days?
Two
ago?
2 days ago.
2 days Sunday. Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The game before that in the lobby, he was just going ape shit about Stanton being the worst player he's ever seen.
Yeah,
I was just screaming.
It could turn quick. Yeah, that grand slam, just the sound of that home run, and then the crowd, it was like erotic. It was like, I mean, it was unbelievable. that was amazing. Yeah.
When he connects, it's like
yeah,
holy shit.
It's like no other player in the league. And is your neighbor Nick Totoro by any chance, Juice?
No.
That guy's a maniac. I don't even think he's on like social media anymore. I feel like I don't see him, but he's crazy during games.
The only thing with the Yankees that worries me is like this is good, and I think me and Paul, or Paul said it, and I agree with him. Is like it has a different feel this year. Like it feels really good, but the pitching like later on in the year is going to worry.
Yeah, it's a long season. That's the thing. I mean, it's April, but they look good, and it's fun. I'm into it. The Mets, on the other hand, it couldn't get any worse. It's a dumpster fire. What a poor franchise, man.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
I mean,
they got Bobby Axelrod. Couldn't fix him.
No, they want his head. The Mets fans, Cohen. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. You know.
That's why, like every owner, all these billionaire owners, and I think the Carolina Panthers owner is the worst one because he's just meant like. The owners, their job is just to hire the right people and then get the hell out of the way.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't do it. They just meddle.
They meddle.
Yep.
Yeah. Cohen.
Finally, like you don't even hear about Dolan because Dolan's like, wow, everybody hates me for 20 years. Let me just hire people and get out of the hell out of the way. Nobody even talks about Dolan anymore.
No. Now Woody is the owner everyone's talking about because he's, you know, it looks like he's going to be in Trump's cabinet again.
So. But you know, in a way, that's good. Like, if he hires a good GM, like if Douglas doesn't make it through, right? Hire somebody and get the hell out of the way. Go do politics.
Well, just
and then let
just don't let his brother run the team. He was worse, right, Paul?
I know,
Chris Johnson.
So, like, that's what would happen though. He would just take over now.
I mean, that's what happened last time.
As like a owner, but they really should hire a general manager who does everything.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Douglas, you know, good offseason so far. Let's see how the draft is. I'm trying to think. Do we want to preview the draft or recap the draft? It's probably best to recap, right? Because it's, you know, speculative.
We could do both, man. I don't care. I love the draft. You know that.
Yeah.
Do like a little now preview and then recap.
Every mock draft, though, I've seen lately has the Jets taking the tight end.
Bowers, baby.
Is that what you guys want?
Yes.
I want a Dunze one, then Bowers.
Oh, okay. When did that change? That wasn't like that a few weeks ago.
Because we need more wide receivers, and I feel like we have Conklin, Ruckert.
Yeah, but doesn't...
You know what I mean?
Like, a tight end that dynamic doesn't come around often. Like the Kelseys and and the Gronks of the world. I feel like Bowers has that ability. I don't know.
For sure. The only thing that scares me, though, is what tight end that went high in the first round is.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
That's very true. Yeah. I think the play is trade back. Maybe you get Bowers or Adunze.
That's what I would do.
And like an offensive tackle. You know, because there's so many.
Let me ask this. Loaded. Do you guys believe the quarterback hype? Do you think four quarterbacks are coming off 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
And I think Penix might go top 15.
I think so too. I think Seattle wants to trade up for him. Raiders.
Raiders Vikings, are going to have to make a move.
Vikings like him. I think Vikings like JJ.
We've said it for years. The bust rate's like 50%, maybe a little higher on these first-round quarterbacks. So
way higher. It's gonna be, way higher. Adam said 75, I think.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Drake May will be one. Who else?
Wait, Drake May will be one?
No. He'll be one bust.
Oh, yeah. Hackenberg. That's so weird that we both said that and didn't realize.
Yeah.
See, I like Drake May if he sits for a year, full year, doesn't fucking touch him, doesn't get in the game.
Which probably is the case.
He has a douche face. Not going to work.
they all have douche faces. All of them.
They actually do, except Penix. He is beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Jaden Daniels seems like a good guy. He seems like down to earth, I thought.
Yeah, but you know the Commanders are going to draft him, and the Commanders ruin everybody.
There was a sign when LSU played Bama in the background of game day. Jaden Daniels is a liberal. it was like the funniest thing. It was like up there for like the entire game day.
I don't know. I saw a quote from Jim Harbaugh, and he was like, if the first four picks are quarterbacks, he goes, we really have the number one pick in the draft. And I was like, you know what? I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because he can get Marvin Harrison Jr. or he can get Joe Alt, and he's fine. Move on.
That's amazing that he's gonna basically – one of those two are going to fall into his lap.
Because I don't know. I don't really have a good feeling about any of these quarterbacks. Like 1 through 4, they could all be busts. And like if he grabs Joe Alt, you know that guy's going to be like the next Joe Thomas. Or if he grabs Marvin Harrison Jr., maybe he will be like his dad. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah,
and JJ McCarthy looks like Zach Wilson on Castle.
He does.
for the Giants, specifically for the Giants, I think I want Rome.
You don't want Neighbors?
I think I like Rome better.
I love Rome Adunze.
I watch him a lot.
He's great.
An animal.
He's a different style. He's more, you know, like Neighbors reminds me a little bit of like Tony.
Kadarius Tony.
Rome
has like that. He glides like Justin Jefferson. Like he's just very
smooth player.
Smooth,
yeah,
very smooth.
And there was
he's bigger. I don't know. We have little guys already. Like I need a big Plaxico Burress type.
What was there was a stat. They it was between Marv Adunze and Neighbors. It was like contested catches or something. Did you guys see that? And like Adunze, like yeah, it was like the amount of contested catches last year, and Adunze like crushed both of them. Basically, like
yeah,
with like protection on them, like who had the most catches, that sort of thing, or like 50-50 balls, something like that. I forget what it was. I'm probably butchering it.
Yeah,
but Adunze, yeah, he was the best of the bunch.
Yeah, he's a beast. I love him. I think he's a number one. No, not number one receiver. Number two.
Yeah. I will say this, if Alt, and you know, Francesa seems to think it's a 50-50 chance, if Alt's there at 10, Jets have to. I mean, that's a home run.
Apparently the like Titans want to trade back or something. Which would take him out of the Alt. That's like the number one team that would go before the Jets for him. I don't know, Jets are in a good spot. They didn't even get Alt, Bowers, or Adunze.
Well, it's Fuaga from Oregon State.
Fuaga, yeah.
Or you trade back a couple spots and still get like a Fuaga.
You'll still get one of these guys. And this draft is loaded with offensive tackles and wide receivers. So, yeah.
I love the draft. The draft is awesome.
I can't wait. It's going like to be so fun.
Hope.
Yeah.
I don't like how it's only the first round, the first night.
You don't like that? You want to stay up to like 5 a.m.?
No, make it go quicker.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's such a tease, especially
if
the Jets like trade back, like, well, obviously they wouldn't trade out the first round, but
yeah,
I feel like on TV everybody watches the first round, right, Thursday night, and then everybody's doing whatever, and then for me, like I watch a ton of it, but like I don't know, it's and then Saturday it's like in the background, and you just look at the TV and you see, you know, where your team is picking, you wait for your team, and then I don't know,
yeah,
I get the notifications because I have the app, but yeah.
You gotta go off Twitter though. You can't go on Twitter during the draft. Everything gets.
I hate that.
Yeah, the freaking shams and, you know, Connor Hughes. Like, oh yeah, Connor Hughes, big insider. Cool. You got you got the pick like 30 seconds before TV.
Yeah, like, what's so great about that? I don't know why.
Like,
they
cool,
do that.
Bro. Like, meanwhile, you don't break any other like free agent signings ever for your teams that you cover with the Jets, which cracks me up. The Jets beat writers, they're more worried about like creating fake bullshit. Stories. They didn't break one story the whole entire year for free agents. Not one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Loses.
That's crazy.
Like they all, like all of them are like we're saying like Tyron Smith, no shot, he's coming. Mike Williams, blah blah blah, not happening. And then like a day later, they're signed. So
yeah,
whatever.
Whatever.
I you know what I hate? Like there's so much hype about the draft. Then you watch the draft. It's pumped. You're awesome. It's like there's football, tons of football. You missed it. You haven't seen anything. And then. It just goes away, and you don't see anything football until like last July. Just it feels so. It's like 3 full months
it's
without
brutal.
Football.
Yeah,
you get the OTAs, the rookie camp,
a little bit. Like, yeah, I always forget who we drafted.
But yeah, May June is like there's nothing happening in the NFL those 2 months.
Yeah.
It's strictly NBA playoff, baseball.
Baseball. Yeah. So let's pivot WrestleMania.
Oh,
juice.
That's why I came here. That's why I'm on right now.
This is your specialty, B.
It was they're touting it to be the best WrestleMania ever. It's 2 days. It's up there. I don't know if it's the best of all time, but it was really good. Like everybody that I've texted that watched it, they were like, "Yeah, it was really awesome."
Yeah, I mean the 5 minute stretch to end it, people are saying is the greatest.
You've had they've spent the last what it's like 1,516 days or something like that, where this one guy is essentially Thanos. He's the guy that's unbeatable.
Yeah.
Holds the belt for over 3 years, and then there's such hype for him to lose to, you know, Cody Rhodes, and then at the end. It's kind of like Avengers Endgame, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You have everybody. Like, The Rock came out. You have, like, other people come out. You have John Cena. You have the Undertaker. All these people coming out. And then, you know, it clears. And then the good guy beats the bad guy. And it's what everybody wanted. And everybody's... I mean, it was so crazy. Like, I know everyone makes jokes that it's scripted. It's fake and all stuff. When Cody Rhodes won, the announcer, the woman announcer, who they claim is like, you know, the Bruce Buffer of the WWE, like she's like their famous, the best announcer they've ever had.
Okay.
She couldn't even announce it. She was crying. Did you see that? She was no. Like, she was so emotional. She was when Cody won, that she was crying. She couldn't even announce that
wow.
The new champion.
Wow.
But Cody. It was good.
So, yeah. A question. This guy, the priest, right?
Or Damian the priest. Yep.
He's been around for a long time, or no? Not really, right? He's young.
No, he's older. Like he's in his 40s. I want to say.
I looked it
he's
up.
Older.
He's 41. Yeah, he's 41.
He was at the Yankee game getting interviewed in the booth today.
Yeah. So he, he's only been in the WWE probably for the last. Like a couple of years, I want to say 4 years, maybe he made his debut. But he's one of these guys that probably been like in the underground circuit.
He's a lifer,
lower leagues, and then finally got the call up. And
That's dope.
But all this stuff is because, like, Triple H is now in full control. He's the head of creative. He's all the writers. Everything's under him. When it was under Vince McMahon, very stubborn. Like, he wouldn't give any of the younger people chances, and very, like, stale and boring. And, so now this is, like, fresh ideas with newer people and good story writing and all that.
Yeah. So wait, so Priest, he went to South?
Yes, I believe he did. Yep.
For like a year or like all 4 years?
I don't think he went for all four, to be honest. I don't know how many years.
I think he was like in between the city and Rockland, because unlike I saw like a Google and like one thing came up. One place said birthplace near New York City, but then other place said West Nyack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I Wikipedia him, and it looks like he grew up a lot in Puerto Rico, and then they said the Bronx. He like moved here and like lived in the Bronx. And
I don't think he's gonna hold the belt for that long. I think he's just holding it now because at that time it was a good story, like the way it was a shock that he came out and cashed in the Money in the Bank and won it so quickly like that. I don't think he's gonna be like a guy that's super popular that. You know, he's going to have the belt for a long time. And but I could be wrong.
And what's – so he won the New World Order belt, right? Like, what's the –
No,
difference?
He won – so they
– I'm confused.
there's different belts, you know, for all different things. The one that Roman Reigns has is he has, like, the main belt, the universal belt. But he was champ for so long and nobody beat him that – they kind of just said, okay, we need to create something to kind of give other people. It's like a belt to have. That's how good Roman Reigns was. So they created this heavyweight belt, and Seth Rollins had it for a long time.
Got it. Okay. Oh, wow.
They still have the other belts, like, from when we were little. They have, like, the tag belts, the United States belt, the Intercontinental belt, like that.
That's so cool. I mean, Damian Priest essentially would be our most famous alum, right? I mean,
is it Danny Priest's brother?
Shout out.
I hope there are other people that have done more important work than Damian Priest, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, we got Adam Shine. Who else is
Adam Shine, the Pastor's boy.
I hope that there is some kind of
there's an actor, surgeon,
doctor, or somebody is doing more important work than Adam Shine.
He was the painter from Billions.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? Some.
That guy, that actor, he's pretty good. He was in
some guinea. He's got
Adam, me and Adam used to watch this MMA show.
He's a big Guido.
Warriors.
Let me see if I can look him up.
He was in Billions. He's in a lot of stuff. He's in a bunch of. He's like a good actor.
The Purge.
It was like Joe something maybe.
Yeah, Italian guy.
Billions. Hold on, let me see.
John Jackalone Gabagoo. I don't know, I forget his name.
Oh, Grillo. Frank Grillo.
What's the MMA show? Is it Warriors?
No, Frank Grillo is his name.
No. The show.
I'm not sure.
I know. Yeah, I gotta watch that show too. So it was very good.
It was really good. They took it off Netflix though.
I mean, wow, why do they do that? I don't get that.
So back to WrestleMania real quick. I mean, did you think Stone Cold was like going to come out next after The Undertaker? Like, Juice?
No, he didn't come out. I didn't think he was. I mean, I was reading something about it that there's a reason why it was Undertaker and not Stone Cold, because he has a part to play in that whole storyline.
Okay.
But Stone Cold came like maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, and he actually like he fought. And he looked good and he's still in shape, but he's less on TV. He's like, he has his podcast and he's kind of like does his own thing. He's not really on TV.
Got you. Cause I mean, all they needed was that glass, hear that glass break. I think people, would have passed out. Like,
for sure.
I think the two best sounds to hear in wrestling is that Undertaker, like to hear that, the bells. And then the glass break. Is there anything better than that? Like those two? Like
That Frank Grillo show is called Kingdom. That's what it is. Kingdom.
Oh, Kingdom. Ah, right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Really good. Adam put me on that show. But now Triple H is running things, and hopefully it'll be much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good WrestleMania.
Obviously, it was a big hit. All right. Let's finish off. Masters. The, you know.
Hold on. You got to check the
what?
Famous best moments of ever.
Of wrestling?
Yeah, good. Paul. What's yours? Let's hear it.
So, you know, I'm a huge wrestling guy.
Yes.
I go way back. But I don't know if like this is cheesy, basic. I always come back to the Mankind Undertaker, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that's like, amazing. That's great. I'm glad you said that. Like, that would have been mine.
I'll never forget that. Like, that was insane.
They were both like,
I watched that, so bloody. I thought I watched somebody die when he got thrown from the cage onto the table.
Dude, insane. Yeah.
Nothing will beat that.
And then JR screaming, he's like, "Oh God, you killed him! You broke him!" Like, it's so good.
I think mine was, I forget.
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
that one's incredible. I mean, so much blood. But Juice, refresh my memory when The Rock first won the title. Do you remember what event that was? Because he was a bad guy at first, and then he became a good guy, and then eventually won the title. And I remember that being a big deal. I forget which. I remember watching it. I forget which one.
I have to go back. The very first time he won it, I have to go back. I feel like he beat one of Vince McMahon's, like when it was like the corporate. They had like a faction.
Yeah, you know, I feel like this is like the late 90s, so
yeah, he was also teamed up with like The Undertaker and like, I don't know, yeah, maybe one of those. But like The Rock, every time he was a good guy, I feel like they turned him, they made him a bad guy.
Yeah, now he's a bad guy again.
He's fantastic as a bad guy. He is so good,
but he's like one of the most likable people in like Hollywood. He's like the biggest actor in the world, and now he's just like a bad guy. It's like weird. Like
even last night, they booed the shit out of him when he came out on Monday Night Raw. They booed him, but then we talked to people. They're like, "How amazing he's so good."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So good on the mic and makes you hate him and yeah. Oh, he's so good.
Yeah. Incredible.
Great. Going to be a president one day.
I think he is. I think. Was he 51? I think once he's done wrestling, so what? Maybe when he's like in his 60s, I think he's definitely running. He's already like setting it up.
He's the man.
I don't know. I feel like it's just not a fun job.
Well, definitely not. But he seems, I don't know. It always seems to be like to come back to him. Like they always want his opinion. Like that was controversial, I guess, that he was like, "Oh, I'm not endorsing Biden." It's like, ooh,
but why should like, he? He is. Everything he does is like gold. He's a mega star.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I think his net worth is like close to $300 million or something. He blows it. Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy. He'll be a billionaire. He's got some that tequila company. Once that
he's got that. He's got movies. He's got
Avion.
No, Terramana.
Terramana. Yeah. Yeah. Once that sells. Yeah,
him and Turtle.
but the Masters.
Yes.
So, a tradition like no other.
So this Masters is huge because Tiger Woods is back. He's going to play in it.
Okay.
This is his first big event, really big event that he's playing in, and he's going for the cut streak, like making the cut. I feel like he's made it 26 times. He's never missed a cut at the Masters.
Wow.
So it's really, and it's pretty, I think it's even money. It's maybe minus 104 that he makes the cut. So I don't know. The thing that I hesitate is what the Masters, walking the course is very difficult. It's very hilly. It's long.
Yeah.
So it's really, really bad for someone like him who has that severity of injury to his legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't rain this year. Remember last year? It was like.
I think it's going to rain a little bit on Thursday.
That's fine. As long as it's not like the main days, you know?
Yeah. Thursday. And then it's going to be hot all weekend there. Last year was really bad. He had to like forfeit
after the third round, I believe, and he looked horrible. He looked like he needed a wheelchair. It was really bad because it was cold and raining.
Yeah,
for the knee.
Yankees,
so that's the big storyline with Tiger Woods making the cut. And then also, you know, there's always this drama between LIV and the PGA.
Right.
And now LIV has some guys that are doing really well, and we'll see how they fare. Last year, John Rahm won it, and then after he joined LIV, he got paid a shit ton of money. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite, and he is like the best player since, I mean, we haven't seen play like this the way he's winning tournaments since probably Tiger Woods. So that's really the storylines.
Yeah.
Juice, just to go backwards 1 second, on Sunday, that playoff, McCarthy.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That kid's only 22 years old, the other guy.
Oh, Akshay Bhatia, 22 years old. So he didn't, when he graduated high school, he never went to college. He just like went to go play in tournaments and try to earn his tour cards.
And he popped his shoulder out on the drive?
Yeah, he supposedly said he's had a bad shoulder. No, not even on the drive. I think he was fist pumping, and it like came out of the socket.
Jesus.
They let the other guy shoot like twice in a row before he shot because like they were massaging him. How does that work?
They were putting tape up on him. I don't know if
Is there like a time limit where like, all right, bro, like you've been getting this for like a half hour, like it's time to
I'm sure there's some sort of rules. I don't know if he went twice in a row. I think what happened was
maybe I missed
the
it,
guy. Yeah. The guy hit, and then he hit it right in the water. So he was out of bounds. Yeah. Right. And then Akshay should have just hit the ball, but he it was really annoying. He called the guy over to, like, tape up his shoulder to take one shot and then put the ball. I don't know. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Sometimes golf is really, like, soft.
Yeah. Yeah. So who – Scottie Scheffler is the favorite. That's a storyline.
Heavy favorite. He's such a heavy favorite. He's only plus 450, which is like, it's hard
for
to
golf,
bet.
That's like, yeah.
It's hard to bet that because it's like you're betting him at 450 and like you bet $100, you only get 450 to win the whole thing. Like, that's not good odds. And then he's never going to go low, like really low, because even if, say, he's not doing as well and say he's like five strokes back. It's like the odds are not going to be long. They're still going to stay at like 450. So he's not like a fun one to bet.
So what about my man?
So who's the fun one? Who's the fun one? Give us a.
Not like fun, but like you're gonna spend $100 to win 450. That's not really
worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
So who's who's someone
it's really wide open, right? Everyone has like their storyline of why they could win and then what's something wrong with them that they couldn't win. I don't know. It's really you pick them. Brooks Koepka is always like dominant in these majors, so he's like a favorite. Yeah. The guy that I like or have a good feeling with is this guy, Wills Zalatoris.
Oh, yeah. The caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he looks like the caddy from Happy Gilmore. Yeah. So he had he didn't do as well last year. I think he had a withdrawal last year, and then he had back surgery, so he was out pretty much all last year. Now he's back, but I like him.
Oh, yeah, I like him. What about Cam Young, the Westchester boy? He got a shot.
I like the other Cam. I like Cam Smith. Because he always plays well there.
Okay, Cam Smith.
Yeah, cool hair.
And then you know who I like, actually? You're going to laugh. I actually, for some reason, and this is just pure feeling and nothing else, there's no science behind it, I like Bryson DeChambeau.
I thought you hated him.
I hated him, but I like him this weekend.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
And I think you get him at plus 5,500.
Wow.
Wow, that's
okay.
A lot.
I like that.
No respect for my boy, Shafu. He's always there.
So everybody's saying he's the best player to not win a major. A lot of people like picking him.
Telling you,
he has so many like second place runs, like runner up.
Yeah, so it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, he just, yeah, he chokes.
What about Pretty Boy? What about Pretty Boy? He hasn't won a major, has he? What's his face? Pretty Boy. You know what I'm talking about.
Who's Pretty Boy?
I don't know. I always forget his name. Who's like a good-looking golfer, young?
Young or old? Because the younger. Older gentleman, I would say, is like Adam Scott was the one that.
No, like younger, good-looking kid. Not kid.
Oh, Fat Pat.
No, not Fat Pat. No. Not Fat Pat.
Not Matt. Ricky Fowler?
Ricky Fowler. Yeah.
Big Dick Rick.
Big Dick. Yeah, he's never won, right?
Amazing. Nah, he's never won the Masters. And I think his odds are really long.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to think who else.
Spieth. I mean, Spieth's always in the mix.
He's been doing terrible, but these guys that do terrible, they show up at the Masters for some reason, and then like magic happens. Like even Phil Mickelson came in second last year.
He did? I don't remember that.
Yeah, because what happens is they're down, right? They're down big or whatever, and then he went nuts on Sunday. He just shot the shit out of the ball.
I forgot about that.
And then like Brooks Koepka like collapsed. So he tied for second with Phil Mickelson. Yeah, it was something stupid. And then the other big name is Rory McIlroy, which everyone's been waiting for him to win this thing, but he never does well. Everybody would love it if he won.
Yeah, I think he's like the emotional like favorite. I think people really want him to finally like pull through and win one. What's he at? What's his odds?
He's actually the second favorite. He's at if I said Scheffler is plus 450, the second favorite's plus 1,000.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So
that's how much of a favorite Scheffler is.
Okay.
Whatever happened to the guy, he was like the club pro. I think he was in the tournament.
Oh, yeah, last year. Mike Block
Rochester? Rochester?
He was annoying. He was so annoying. There's always a story like that. In this tournament, they let a bunch of amateurs in. I'm sure one of the amateurs will do really well. And there's always something that happens like that. Somebody does well that unexpected.
What about DJ? Is he?
Yeah, I like him too. Okay. I like him. He's been playing really good at LIV, and he's a really good putter. I actually like him a lot. I would throw a couple bucks on him.
Yeah, he's won it before. Yeah,
he's won it before. He's good, and he just does. You want guys that like the moment doesn't faze them.
Right. Right. If you've already won it, like, you're loose, you know?
Yeah. DJ always has the same demeanor. Like, you can't shake him. He always just looks like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't, you know, get boozed up or coked up the night before. Remember that? And he was, like, the favorite and
I think fell he was downstairs. Young. And... yeah. Something crazy with that. Yeah. But he's a lot older. He's older now. I think he's in his, like, I think he's 40 now.
Yeah. I think he's 40s. Yeah.
Oh, he's really, really rich. So now he's, you know, go out there and play golf.
Yeah.
Really rich.
Yeah.
But the Masters is awesome. It's just so nice to look at, right? And the green jacket and the music and all that stuff.
The soothing sounds of, you know, Jim Nance.
Nance.
Bless you. Jesus.
That would not be allowed at Augusta, right? No season.
The freaking Paladin.
Yeah, what if that? What would happen if that happened?
They have strict rules. Throw you out.
Fuck out of here.
There's no, you know, there's no cell phones there.
Yeah. Yep. They make you turn it in.
They confiscate your cell phones.
That seems like a hazard for safety.
I think so.
They have pay phones.
Yeah, but like, if
someone's trying to get in touch with you, yeah. Yeah, but that's how it was back in the day, right?
But they say though that's like the best. That's one of the best things about it. It's just like you're locked in. Nobody can
locked in.
A lot of comedy shows do that. I think Joe Rogan's Club Comedy Mothership in Austin. I think they do the same thing.
Some strip clubs do it. Not that I've ever been. You know, I've heard.
But I've heard. I heard things.
Yeah.
It should be fun. Pretty pumped. Are you ordering the pimento sandwiches and doing that?
my college roommate orders a lot of stuff. You can order. It's called Taste of the Masters.
Yes.
And right. they send you all the food from it. So he's doing it. I'll be going there Saturday for a little bit and watching it.
Nice.
But really, yeah, like I love watching it, and I want to eat something good, and hopefully I might not even gamble too much on it because I feel like takes away from it.
I think, yeah, I think I'm just going to take one long shot and call it a day.
Yeah, take one guy.
Yeah, I got to figure out who, but
DeChambeau and Shoffley. Boom.
Yeah, like if you throw $10 on a guy, right? $10 not going to kill you, but it might pay you $550 or something. You know, pick one guy.
Yeah, the DeChambeau. What did he win? He didn't win the Masters. He won the PGA.
He won a bunch of tournaments like during that COVID run.
Yeah,
and then he won the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. That's what it was.
At Wingfoot here in Westchester. Wingfoot.
That's right. It's a tough course.
How many golfers are in this tournament?
In this one, it's smaller because like the Masters is really invite. Yeah, it's invite only.
Best of the best.
You have to win the tournament or you have to have won it before or they invite a bunch of amateurs. I want to say this one has around 82 or 83 people. Not that many.
Okay.
Best of the best.
Whereas the U.S. Open will have 150 people, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why also the Tiger making the cut is not that crazy for Tiger because Tiger injured is still better than all these other bums.
Yeah. The GOAT. So.
The GOAT.
All right. Pretty pumped for that. Looking forward to it. What did you guys enjoy more, the eclipse or the earthquakes?
I didn't see the eclipse. I was inside.
You didn't check it out? It was cool.
I didn't have the glasses. I didn't know where to get them. Where do you buy these glasses?
Amazon, I guess, or I don't know.
I felt the earthquake. That was scary. Not scary, but
I felt it up here. It's crazy.
I was like, what is going on?
I didn't think earthquake, right? When the ground shakes like that, you feel it? I thought like maybe a crane fell or something like a generator or like some big equipment like fell down and that's the floor.
Transformer or like that the place in West Nyack, Tilcon, you know when they blow the rocks up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I thought it was something like that.
I forgot about Tilcon.
It kept on going. I was like, wait a minute, why is this not stopping? And there's a train right near our office. So the train was going on simultaneously. So I'm like, what the hell's on this train? But it was weird. I was like, what the hell?
Wait, where's the train run by the office?
Haverstraw.
Do you have a new office?
Yeah. This is June.
Oh, I didn't know you. I didn't know Tur's moved.
Yeah.
Oh shit! So you're not on 59 anymore? Place.
Nope.
Oh no, kidding. So where is it now?
West Haverstraw, like off Railroad Avenue.
So you can like walk to work.
It's like a 5.
No, I know. 8 minute drive. I know, but that's close. Nice.
Yeah, right near the water club. So.
Oh, cool.
It's a party. Okay. But yeah, like there's like literally right behind it is the train. So. But the whole entire, it's a new building, but it was shaking. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I went right onto Twitter and I typed an earthquake. And then you saw like everything was just popping up. Like it was like, was that an earthquake? 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 So,
well,
it was, yeah.
Yeah. What happened to me, I'm on a call with like a candidate, whatever. And usually when there's like a crazy gust of wind, my place shakes and creaks a little bit. And it did that, but I looked out the window. And there was no wind. Like, the trees weren't moving, the leaves weren't moving. And then a minute later is when, Paul, I think you said earthquake? ? And I was like, fuck, that was an earthquake. And then everyone at my company, like, there's like this big email thread. People from all over are just like, did you feel that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just like the talk of the day. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
I mean.
There was another one, too. Yeah.
I don't think, like, it could get much. Like worse than that here, right? That's as big as it gets, I would think.
I think that's the biggest one. It was a 4.8. There might have been a bigger one, but it's been like long time. I think it was like, was it 100 years? I forget.
100 years, 150 years, something like that. It was for a long time.
So crazy. But I just love like the reactions like on Twitter. Like I saw this one chick I follow. She's like, that earthquake made me so horny. Like, you know, just like people just like, I don't know. It's just moments like that. Sometimes it's just funny to go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
Ginny Sack.
Yeah. The Sopranos memes were incredible. I love it. So, and then, the eclipse was cool. I mean, it got boring after a while. I was just like, okay, Now what?
What are the odds? Like, how the eclipse is a once in how long year event?
The last one was 2017, but it wasn't as big. Like, it wasn't in as many states, apparently, okay, as this one. And then 2045 is the next one. So they happen pretty often, but
so yeah. Why didn't we just like do a parlay with earthquake over 4 and eclipse within a week period?
Oh man,
be rich. Yeah. Can you imagine the odds?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, I was getting kind of scared.
I think there's more things in Mother Nature that are way cooler that you could see than the eclipse for 20 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think I texted the group. I was like, this is boring. Give me another earthquake. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But people were loving it. Everyone was outside in my complex, and the traffic headed towards like the Adirondacks was like insane. Like, it was a gridlock. It was nuts. People just they were going.
Wasn't the best place to look at it like in Syracuse and Buffalo? Or
Buffalo,
something?
Yeah, Buffalo, 100%, 100% totality. But honestly, up here, like in here in Albany, I mean, it was like it seemed 100% to me. I don't know. Like, I don't know. How do you tell? It's splitting hairs at this point. I think it was 96 and 97 where I was. So.
I kept on seeing signs on like the parkway. It's like eclipse, 4:08.
Yes.
Leave early to get there. And that was it. I'm like, where? Like, I felt like I was so out of the loop. Like, everyone had these goggles. Like, where did these people get these from?
Well, apparently like convenience stores were just selling them. Like, if you went to your corner bodega, like they were like selling them there. And
I guess I missed out, man. I don't know.
At GG School, which is also where Katie works, they had them. They were handing them out. They let them out early. Yeah, New York declared a state of emergency. So I don't know. I thought some crazy shit was gonna happen, but nothing did. What's that?
State of emergency?
Yeah. Yeah, New York and a bunch of other states declared a state of emergency. Why? I don't know.
Emergency
maybe because of all
from
the
what
crowds.
Though?
Well, I guess because of all the crowds, people were gathering in certain spots.
So. Oh, also, I like how the state, 45 minutes after the earthquake, we get an alert. Oh, thanks, guys.
I know. I was on like a call and like all of a sudden I was like, eh! I'm like, whoa. I was like, oh, yeah.
Because I was a little late.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, let's see what happens next. Anything else, guys? We got to everything. This was a packed one.
That was a big one.
We got through it all, I think.
Good bad.
Nice one.
I think maybe we wait another 3 and recap.
Okay.
Recap the draft. I think it's always more fun to recap.
Draft. NBA
playoffs will
preview.
Be started by then, right?
Sounds good.
Tsunami happens in between then and New
maybe
York.
A tsunami.
Oh, God. God, no, please.
Oh, the cicadas. That's the next thing, right? There's supposed to be some rare cicada that's supposed to hatch in certain places.
Anything bugs just gross me out.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
I'd rather fight a lion than, like, a cockroach.
Good thing you never lived in the city.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Cockroaches.
Yeah. I personally hate spiders more, but cockroaches are
spiders, snakes. Oh,
yeah. No thanks.
The worst.
No thanks. And you're going to Brazil soon, so good luck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I asked. Apparently, it's not bad there, like at all, with spiders, like where they are. But I saw a video. They showed Australia.
I saw that
like inside. You saw that. Inside
Dude,
the house?
That was like an alien. That was not...
I'd kill myself.
Yeah. It was so bad. It was Tyrese, right? Tyrese posted that?
Josh, we're going to send it to you. Like, if I saw that, I would just give up.
I don't want to go back and look at it. I just saw that yesterday. I think Tyrese posted it or something.
It's my legit nightmare. Anything like that. Like, wait. Oh, no.
It was like from another planet. I can't even. Australia, no thanks. I have some family there. Sorry, not coming to visit you.
Yeah, and what did they say? Like in the comments, are like, yeah, this is why Australia like is separated from everything.
Yeah,
like, it's not a
Fuck that.
Nah. No way.
No thanks.
Scary.
So.
All right, Adam. I'm gonna watch Noah Clowney.
Oh,
I know what he's doing. Adam's watching Noah Clowney right now. 100%.
What's he watching?
Noah Clowney highlights.
Oh, Noah Clowney. Yeah. Yeah. God bless him. So
he's gonna become a Knick fan. I'm telling you, we're going to get him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the next move.
He's never leaving.
No. So, all right, guys. Good shit.
Cheers.
Take care. Go Mier.